Psalm 18. And I'm going to read it to you from the Message Bible just to give you a little feeling for what it says. Then I'll read it from the fabulous King James translation. Okay? I love you, God. You make me strong. God is my bedrock under my feet, the castle in which I live, my rescuing knight. My God, the high crag where I run for dear life, hiding behind the boulders, safe in the granite hideout, I sing to God, the praise lofty, and find myself safe and saved. I love it. It's a nice story, isn't it? I couldn't help think when you were sharing this morning about standing on the Bible as you go to the court. I thought, that's what the psalm says. God is my bedrock under my feet. And you need to stand on that. That's Psalm 18, first three verses. So you might look that up as you face what you are going to be facing in the next few weeks. So let's turn to the King James. Those of you who have the King James, or look up on the screen. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. And my deliverer, my God, my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemy. Amen. What a powerful psalm. A powerful word from God to tell us that we can really trust him and put our trust in him. No matter what we're facing, we can put our trust in him. Let's stand and let's say it from the King James together this morning. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from mine enemies. Amen.
Amen.
We can praise him freely,
we can,
openly and fully this morning.
That's right.
Glory, hallelujah.